Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the wonderful book of Galatians, but it will also teach you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Galatians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Hi, I'm William Stewart. Welcome back to our Verse by Verse study on the book of Galatians. We're finishing up chapter 5 today. It's such a wonderful book, a book that tells us so much about Jesus Christ and the basis of our salvation by grace in the Abrahamic covenant. And that provides a salvation that is free from the law and legalism. And so we should not be living by rules and regulations, but by Scripture and the power of the Holy Spirit that comes through His indwelling us and the power of the regeneration. That both of these occurred at the time of our salvation. Otherwise, we have great freedom in our walk with Christ to serve Him in faith. Just like we began in faith, we continue in faith. And that's been the emphasis the last half of chapter 5. We come to verse 25 and 26 today, again, the last two verses of this important chapter. And in 25, he repeats the command when he started this section in verse 16, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. The walk by the Spirit is the important one here. Now, back in 16, the word for walk was peripateo, literally in the original Greek, walk around. So you're walking according to the Spirit. We described it as being obedient. And according to his word, and this is taken from Romans 8:13, and also Ephesians 6:17. Interestingly here, though, there's a change. So walk is stoicheo, which means to line up with perfectly, in step, much like you think of a marching band or a marching group of soldiers who are in step with each other, in sync. So it has a hint of a maturity, of a maturation process that as we walk by the Spirit and the Spirit produces the fruit, as it says in 22 and 23, then as we grow, we line up completely with the Spirit. So it is nice also here to you and think of this as a Spirit sandwich, in a sense, the bread in verse 16, in verse 25. And encased between it are the fruits of the Spirit, the things that the Spirit produces in us as we adhere to His word in an obedient fashion and allow Him to use that word to mature us and change our lives, change who we are. Verse 26, he then tells us what not to do as a reminder. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Don't act like you were a non-Christian. Don't try to use one-upsmanship and outdo each other. You're there to encourage each other, love each other, be united, to be thankful, commend. Be thankful for others, commend others, encourage others as we live our Christian life. Okay. Great passage. We will begin chapter 6 next time, which has a lot of nice admonitions for us and wisdom for the Christian life. Please join me then.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOS. Research.com. Thank you.